Will the deacons come forward, please? Be seated. As we prepare to approach the table, I would like to invite you to share any joys and concerns that you might have, any prayers that we need to be thinking about this week. Yes, Linda. Jim? Thank you. Other prayer requests? Yes, Cheryl? Oh, thank you.
And don't have so much fun with you.
Yes, Frida? Do you know what her prognosis is?
I'm sorry.
Do you know what her prognosis is?
Guarded, of course, but so far so good.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Becky.
Fred Tone, Richard's spouse, is will be looking for a new job. Just pray that he will find a good one.
Thank you. Also for their cat, who apparently fell off the balcony of their apartment. He's okay. He landed in the bushes. And you know cats.
Landed on his feet.
Actually, I think we're going to get to push him over.
But continue to pray for Richard and Fred as they continue to settle into their new place. Any other prayer requests? Then, friends, I invite you to come to the table of the Lord. Friends, today, people around the world will celebrate Holy Communion. As we prepare to do so ourselves, let us imagine who around the world is or has or will be partaking of this sacrament today. In churches great and small, bread and wine will be shared. In refugee camps, the bread and wine will be shared. In China, behind closed doors, the bread and wine will be shared. In the midst of war, in a city claimed as holy ground by Muslims, Jews, and Christians, the bread and wine will be shared. Wherever the people of God, Christ, and Spirit come together, bread and wine will be shared. We are all invited by Christ to share in this great feast and remember him through it. Let us pray together the prayer of thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, creator and ruler of the universe. Even when we were dust, when our story begins in dust, you were there. Your word was there, your breath into the lifeless void. And upon your word, all creation sprang into life. When we were in the wilderness, terrified and timid, you were there. Your word was there, with manna just enough for today, with water even from the driest rock, with the abundant grace upon which our story always rests. And when we fell short, slaves to power and greed, you were there. Your word was there on the lips of prophets and in the hearts of servants, in the stories of revolution and revelation and liberation, calling us even now to acts of courage and witness and peace. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the choirs of angels, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Indeed, blessed are you, O Christ our Lord, for risking yourself among us, vulnerable and rejected, for teaching among us, teaching the radical hope of God, teaching grace to a world bent on vengeance, teaching love to a world bent on destruction, teaching peace to a world bent on tearing itself apart. You were there, your word was there, even to the point of death itself. Even faced with terror and hatred and the brokenness of the world, you rose again to new life, to new creation, to resurrection, that we might know something other than the dust, that we might expect something other than the end, that we might work for something other than ourselves. And so you speak to us again with these abundance gifts of bread and wine, with which we joyfully celebrate your dying and rising, as we await the table of your kingdom yet to come, and as we dedicate ourselves again to you, thankful and transformed as living and holy sacrifices, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these, your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break together and the cup we share together may retell our common stories together and reshape our common bonds together and remember our common grace together. In the communion of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, the one in whose life and death you have torn down our divisions. Gracious and loving God, today we pray for those in our community, for the neighborhoods around us, for the stories and situations that we don't know yet but yearn to understand. We pray for those close to us, Alan's brother Jim, who has had surgery for cancer on his nose, for Dee Dee Palfrey, who at the young age of 16 has had open-heart surgery, for Fred and Richard as they settle in and as Fred continues to look for a new job, for Jeff and I as we travel for some time of rest and refreshment so that we may come back ready to start anew. Lord, we offer these prayers to you and also those prayers that are known only to us in the quietness of our hearts. Hear us as we pray to you, O Lord, and hear us also as we pray the prayer that Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And so, gracious God, may we be one with all who share this feast on this day of all days, with all your children at every corner of your table. May we share this abundant cup with those who thirst for your justice. May we share this abundant bread with all those who hunger for your righteousness. May we be united with every corner of your story, united in hope, united in vision, united in purpose, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us from this table to be the body of Christ in all the world. Send us with a spirit of courage, a spirit of power and love, that we may be witnesses in all creation to the unending story of your word, breathing life into the dust. Keep us faithful and fruitful and hopeful and peaceful until we come at last to the one table of your kingdom, to feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm, with you and with your word, through Christ and in Christ, the one who came for us, died for us, and rose for us, and the one who prays even for us. Amen. Friends, when on the night that Christ was betrayed, he sat at the table with his disciples, and he took the bread and he broke it and he said, "Take and eat, for this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup and he poured it out to them, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please join me in the prayer after communion reading as it is your part to read. Gracious God, we offer our thanks for the whole communion of saints witness to this feast and for the ministry of churches around the world who gather with us today.
By this broken bread, may we each be restored for the work yet to come.
By this shared cup, may we each be proclaimed by the proclamation of your kingdom.
At this shared table, may we be united as children of your promise, children of your word, dying and made new again, sent boldly together into the world as servants of your peace. Amen. And I want to just acknowledge that our liturgy today is from the Presbyterian Church USA, their website. Our closing hymn today is Let Us Talents and Tongues Employ, number 514. Friends, as we go forth from this place, go forth to love and to serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.